You're listening to the ESO Network, your station for all things geek.
Hey, this is George Robb, and Kevin and Cornflake can't answer the phone right now because they're busy recording the Flopcast. No, this isn't their answering machine. This is actually the Flopcast. So listen, will you?
Live from Chicken Town, this is the Flopcast, episode 365.
Oh, sorry, I was drinking coffee.
Yes, hello, Cornflake.
Delicious.
You're sipping,
so good.
Sipping coffee already. Even during the opening of the show, you couldn't wait. You missed your cue. You missed your line.
So rude.
No, it's fine. Everybody knows what you're going to say.
The coffee was good. Hi, everyone.
I wait until the theme music kicks in. Then I take my sip.
Mm-hmm. That's because you're a pro.
We have the Big Chicken coffee mug tonight featuring the Big Chicken from Atlanta, Georgia.
And I have iced coffee, despite the fact it's never going to get warm.
Of course you have your iced coffee, because you want to bet. I have been serving you iced coffee all winter. And
it's been so great.
It still feels like winter. We're into May now. At some point, I'm going to switch over to the iced coffee along with you. You will have successfully completed a winter of iced coffee, but I feel like we're still in your winter right now.
I would agree. Maybe so, by September.
I'm still on the hot coffee. But the important thing is we both have coffee.
I need to find another bet to win next fall.
To keep this going?
Yes.
How many years can you go without taking a sip of hot coffee? That'll be interesting. This is episode 365.
Wow.
You know what that means?
No.
Well, there's 365 days in a year. Theoretically, one could listen to an episode a day. Go back to episode one, and you could have yourself a Flopcast year.
You could have a flop a day.
Yeah. I mean, by the time you got to the end of that year, there'd be another 50-something shows to get through, right? Because we're making more every week.
Right, it's true.
But we have a year's worth, a daily podcast for a year you could listen to right now of the Flopcast.
Wow.
You think anybody's going to do that?
Absolutely not.
Anybody take me up on this? Let us know if you're planning on today, starting from episode one, and every day listen to another Flopcast.
I want to conduct experiments on the person that does this. I want to know what this does to your soul.
What went wrong in your life that you found yourself thinking this was a good idea?
Right.
Maybe that's what I need, a Flopcast every day. Right now, however, who cares that it's episode 365? No matter what episode we're on, we all look forward to your National Whatever Day.
National Whatever Day!
I'm feeling pretty confident, Kevin, that I picked a topic that we'd like, but I wonder what direction we can take this in as we discuss who is having a 70th birthday.
70.
The big 70 on May 9th.
Yep.
Mr. Billy Joel.
Oh, wow. Is he 70?
Yes.
Oh, yikes. Oh, that seems bizarre. Really?
Yes.
Wait a minute. Well, I guess the math checks out because he has a song, Leningrad. There's a line in the song, I was born in 49.
Yeah, there you go.
A Cold War kid in McCarthy times.
I didn't know how accurate that was.
Yeah, Leningrad, this was after he did the big Russia tour. Remember in 1987, Billy and his band, they went to Russia?
Yes.
Soviet Union. And that was one of the songs that he wrote after that was Leningrad. And it was about like befriending a circus clown in the Soviet Union. And he mentions, I was born in 49.
You know so much more about Billy Joel than I do. I picked this national day May 9th for Billy Joel's birthday, because Billy Joel was the first person ever I was convinced that I was going to marry when I grew up.
The first person you were convinced you were going to marry?
Yes.
You've had a series of disastrous marriages to celebrities.
A series of disastrous marriages that have never happened.
Yeah, because I know Billy's had several marriages. I didn't realize you were one of them.
No, I never made the cut. That's the sad thing. I was convinced when I was like 5 or 6 years old,
yeah,
that someday I was going to marry Billy Joel.
You know, still time. This is the time to remember.
Oh my goodness.
Will not last forever.
Well, I think somewhere along the line, there have been...
That's also a Billy Joel song, Somewhere Along the Line.
It's true.
There have been so many songs. Everything you say is going to be a Billy Joel song.
There have been partners of his that are close in age to me, I think.
You may be right. about that.
I may be crazy. Yeah.
Billy has had at least three wives that I know of. There was one pre-Christie, there was one post-Christie, and there was Christie.
Right, and there was Christie.
As far as I know, he's not currently married. Yep. So, you know, get in there.
What am I waiting for? My family used to play tricks on me, though. They would tell me that he was on the phone.
And he wasn't?
No. Sadly, no.
That's a shame.
I would get all excited.
I believe he lives on Long Island. He still does a show a month at Madison Square Garden. He rides a helicopter from his yard to Madison Square Garden, does his show, flies back.
So convenient.
That's the life.
I love that level of efficiency in a man.
A helicopter. Once a month. I have a show coming up this month. Maybe I should take a helicopter to the Guides Comics show.
Oh, I want to see that.
We'll plug that later on. But yeah, we got to look into that. But he's 70. It did not occur to me that he had reached the age of 70. That's crazy to me.
The big 70 for Mr. Billy Joel.
There's another clue to his age in another song. That's We Didn't Start the Fire.
Oh, yeah.
Which kind of goes, you know, each line is a year.
Chronologically.
Yep. But that starts in 1949.
Good point.
Yeah, like the first line of that song, the Harry Truman, Doris Day, Red China, Johnny Ray, that's 1949.
Yeah.
And then it goes from there.
Whoa.
So it's not like he's been hiding this information from us all these years.
And yet I still didn't know.
Can we still consider him an angry young man?
Mm.
Or do we have to change the lyrics?
I think we can give him at least another 10 years. And
we're going to cut him off at age 80. We still have to do a full show about Billy Joel sometime.
Yes.
This isn't it. This doesn't count. We're going to do a Billy Joel episode one of these days.
That will be so great.
It could be a few weeks from now. It could be years from now. I don't know.
It could be when we celebrate my wedding with Billy Joel.
It could be. Yeah, we could live podcast the wedding of Cornflake and Billy Joel. That would certainly be a Billy Joel themed episode.
I will be his uptown girl.
What would be a good Billy Joel song to get married to? And what would be a terrible Billy Joel song to get married to? Let's work this out.
Don't get married to I'm Moving Out.
Yep. Even from the same album, Scenes from an Italian Restaurant, right? That's about a breakup as well. Brenda and Eddie.
Don't be named Brenda or Eddie. But to get married to, I would probably say Time to Remember. But
this is the time?
Yeah.
Yeah. What about Code of Silence? Just because Cyndi Lauper is on it. I don't feel like enough people realize there is a Billy Joel, Cyndi Lauper collaboration out there. It's a song called Code of Silence.
I did not know this.
It's from the Bridge album, 1986. Billy and Cyndi did a song together. Check that out.
So, to get married to Billy Joel, though, I wouldn't be
so hung up on getting married to Billy Joel.
I wouldn't be his first wife, so maybe it should be Second Wind, Only Human.
Yeah. Or Fourth Wind. Fourth Wife. That'd be you.
Any other Billy Joel songs not to get married to?
Oh, most of them, I think.
Yep.
That's the short answer. Wow.
You had to be a big shot.
All right. Well, that's fantastic. Happy birthday, Billy Joel. I am obviously a longtime fan. As you can see, I can just spout out Billy Joel stuff all day and all night. And we're going to do that. We're doing a Billy Joel show. Let's make that happen sooner rather than later.
I agree.
All right. Sometime like this summer.
It will be the summer of Billy Joel.
Yeah. All right. We're going to make that happen. Happy birthday, Billy. I can't believe you're 70.
Did that blow your total mind?
Kind of did.
What? Yeah.
I did not see that coming. But obviously, I should have. Just had to do the math.
Super fan that you are.
You laid out all the clues for us. All right. What else are we doing today? You know, I have a Billy Joel transition right now.
No way.
Yeah, to what I was going to tell you about.
And you didn't know I was going to talk about Billy Joel.
I had no idea we were talking about Billy Joel, but I'm recently back from a goofy little quick trip to Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
And as you know, with alarming frequency, I make quick, weird trips to Pennsylvania, don't
I? You do. Pennsylvania has a Kevin magnet.
Yeah, well, last year we did the ELO. We went down to Pennsylvania to see Electric Light Orchestra.
Good reason.
The year before that, I tagged along with Ken Reed to do a TV Guidance Counselor live at the Philadelphia Podfest. But that was a super quick, super goofy trip to Pennsylvania. And I've done a few other ones, but I did another one. The mayor and I, we both went down. Specifically, we went to Bethlehem.
I love this, that you have pilgrimages to Bethlehem.
We followed the brightest star, and it led us to Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. We were on a camel.
Right.
We had a long-eared Christmas donkey with us. But you know, the Billy Joel tie-in is that before I went to Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, all I knew about Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, I learned from Billy Joel.
Really?
Because it's in a song. Yeah. You know Allentown?
Yes.
First verse of the song. Out in Bethlehem, they're killing time, filling out forms, standing in line.
How close is Bethlehem to Allentown?
Very close. Yeah.
So I may have traveled through Bethlehem at one point because I know I went to Allentown.
You've been to Allentown?
Yes, I was driving down to the Carolinas.
Did you see them closing all the factories down?
They were not happy people. I was...
Really? Because they looked really happy in the video.
I think those...
It was like...
That was filmed before a live studio audience in
California. Naked construction workers dancing around with sparklers. You know the Allentown video?
That, I've not seen the Allentown video.
Oh, you'd like the Allentown video.
You know, the way you're describing it, I think you might be right. But did I tell you about the time I went to the grocery store in Allentown?
I don't think you did.
I've never seen more miserable people in a grocery store my life. They were just miserable, angry people in Allentown. Do you think it was just that grocery store and everybody else is like really happy?
Again, based on the song, I'm not surprised. Based on the video, I am surprised.
Where were the construction workers when I was in Allentown?
Where are the naked dancing construction workers with sparklers? I'm not exaggerating. You really have to see this video. Well, I don't know anything about Allentown other than the song, but Bethlehem I've been to twice now for practically the same reason both times, which was a George Harab concert.
Uh-huh.
And you know George Harab. I know you've heard some of his songs.
When I was your age.
When I Was Your Age is a great, great George Harab song, and he's done a bunch. He's great. And George is Bethlehem-based. That's his town. A friend to the skeptics. He's hosted a lot of the big skeptic conventions that I've been to. George has been there as a performer or as a host. He's been to DragonCon many times, again, doing shows and performing as part of the skeptic trek. And a lot of his songs are very pro-science. Super talented guy. But they were doing this whole long, crazy event down in Bethlehem. It was called the No Show, and that's No, K-N-O-W.
Oh.
And this was George collaborating with our friends from the Skeptic's Guide to the Universe podcast. But they put together like a whole wacky day of performances and events and stuff. And we missed the first half, but we went down there and caught the second half. What we missed was LARPing.
Oh, fun.
They did LARPing.
Yeah, I don't know that you would have liked it, but it is fun.
We thought we'd skip the LARPing. Have you LARPed?
I have not.
You said with some authority in your voice that it is fun, but you haven't done it.
I haven't.
Okay.
I have friends who have.
Yeah.
They speak very highly of it, but the way they describe it, it does not sound like it's your scene.
George and the Skeptic's Guide to the Universe hosts, they were LARPing earlier in the day. I'm told it was a spaceship theme, maybe sort of Star Trek-y, I think. Like they were LARPing as if they were on a spaceship.
Oh, okay. Well, that's cooler than most of the ones that I've known about.
Yeah, but you picture like D&D kind of stuff, you know.
Yeah.
We got down there in time for the evening events, which was George did a concert, solo George Harab performance, which was terrific. He did When I Was Your Age, one of your favorites, plus a bunch of new stuff. I haven't seen George in years, so he had some new stuff I hadn't heard before. And then that was followed by George and the SGU crew together.
Mm-hmm.
This is something they do called the Skeptical Extravaganza. It's sort of like an improv comedy show. So George hosts it and puts the SGU cast through sort of improv games.
Oh, fun.
So it was very funny, the Skeptical Extravaganza. It's always good to see the folks from the SGU, friends of ours. And I got to say hi to George. I hadn't talked to George in years.
Wow.
Yeah. Nice to see George and hang out in Bethlehem. That's a nice town. Don't believe Billy Joel.
Okay.
They're not just filling out forms and standing in line. Yeah, it's actually, they've revitalized that town. It's like a beautiful, walkable downtown in Bethlehem, a lot of restaurants and stuff.
Nice.
There's a big music festival there every summer that's very, very popular.
What kind of music?
I have no idea. I've never been. It's called Music Fest.
Ah.
And that's pretty... It
gives so much away.
It's not very specific.
Oh.
They've kind of turned that town around, you know? I don't know about Allentown. I hope they're doing well now in Allentown.
Somebody
as well.
Check Allentown's grocery stores and let me know how things are going down there.
You're very concerned about the grocers of Allentown.
They're angry at something. I don't know what.
Well, they seem to be having a good time in Bethlehem now anyway.
Good.
Maybe those naked construction workers with the sparklers, they might have moved to Bethlehem. So the party has shifted.
Yes. Maybe that's what Music Fest is, and they just can't call it Naked Guys with Sparkler Fest, so they just call it Music Fest because they play
the
music.
You know what they mean.
Yeah. That's the cover name.
Yes. So super quick trip to Bethlehem. but I recommend it, especially if you travel by camel, as I do. You know, speaking of our friends from the Skeptics, I'm happy to announce that just a couple of days ago, as we record, skeptchick.org is back in business.
Oh.
Our friends from Skeptic, and they never officially disbanded or anything, but they've been largely dormant for the last couple of years. And, you know, Rebecca, who runs Skeptic, and an old friend of ours from Boston Skeptics back in the day, and she's still been plugging along and doing her YouTube videos and hosting her Quizotron 2000 game out in San Francisco. But she's got the band back together, and that she's rounded up all her old skeptic.org bloggers. And again, these are all wonderful people. Many of them are good friends of mine, and they just got back in business this week.
That's fantastic.
Skeptic is back. So everybody go to skeptic.org. If you're like me and you use, like, if you have like a blog aggregator kind of deal on your phone, you know, like I use Feedly to read blogs and whatnot, sign up for skeptic.org because they have wonderful writers who write super cool stuff, and they're back.
It's wonderful.
Yeah, and man, we need them right now more than ever. These are darker times today, you may have noticed.
Yeah.
So we need our friends from Skeptic and from the Skeptic's Guide to the Universe, and good people like George Harab putting on wacky shows down in Bethlehem.
That's so great.
So that's what I was up to. You went to a show too, didn't you?
Kind of. The show came to me.
Okay, so you did not go very far at all, as I did.
I went to my living room. And I sat down on the couch.
Yep.
And I turned on the computer. And what came to me were Miranda and Tyson Plastic.
Oh, I know them.
The Fantastic Plastics.
It's one of those online concert deals.
Yes.
You watch the Fantastic Plastics.
So good.
Aren't they the best?
Oh my goodness, I love this. And they do the whole setup too. The screen in the background and everything.
Fantastic Plastics, this is the band that we discovered at Northeast Comic Con a couple of years ago.
Yeah, they don't perform around here a whole lot. They're kind of in the Midwest these days.
And they're new wave, synthy, very Devo influenced.
Right. They're the future of the future.
Super
fun. I got really excited about seeing them a couple years ago at Northeast Comic Con and hadn't had the opportunity to see them since. But then they popped up on Facebook with, we're going to do these Twitch concerts every Wednesday night now, starting at 9 Eastern.
Twitch. I've heard of Twitch. That's something the kids use.
Yeah.
I've never been on a Twitch.
I thought
it was just people playing games. You can do concerts on Twitch.
You can do concerts on Twitch.
Okay.
And they do. So they're on twitch.tv/fantasticplastics, all is one word.
So this is a regular ongoing series of online concerts they're doing now?
They start at 9 o'clock Eastern, and then they just go as long as they want to.
Huh.
And they were doing their well-known stuff. They were doing new stuff. And they were doing cover songs. I found one more reason to like Fantastic Plastics, Kevin. You know what they cover? Billy Joel! No, I'm just kidding.
Was it Digging Your Scene by the Blow Monkeys?
If they do, I've not seen it, but there's a type of music in general that they cover.
Mm.
And it's 90s music.
Oh, all right.
They're covering tunes from the 90s, and in fact, their Flaming Lips cover sounds so good.
Mm-hmm.
I saw them do The Sign by Ace of Base. they did Song 2 by Blur, but then they did She Don't Use Jelly. So yeah, Tyson and Miranda, they sounded great.
They're very cool, and they're very funny, and visually very wacky. And very nice people, too. I had a nice chat with them at the Northeast Comic Con. They're very, very nice.
And they take requests, too, so you can tweet in requests at them and stuff.
Did you request Digging Your Scene by the Blow Monkeys?
I didn't, but now I know what to do next time.
Maybe next time. I'm sure they know it. Everybody knows that one.
Yes.
Not just me being a weirdo from the 80s.
They did cover some Devo songs, though.
Oh, sure. They love Devo.
Yeah, they do. So catch your Fantastic Plastics on Twitch TV.
Right. Well, we both had a lovely concert experience then this week, didn't we?
Yes.
You know, a couple of things about the ESO Network. We're part of the ESO Network.
Your station for all things geek.
Yes. Flopcast is part of a proud family of nerdy shows like this. And there's like 20-something shows, I think, 27 shows, something like that, to choose from. And one thing that you can do, I don't know if we've ever mentioned this on the show, there's an ESO Network feed you can subscribe to.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say you want to hear all the shows or a bunch of network shows. You don't even have to subscribe to each show individually. You can actually go into iTunes or Apple Podcast or whatever your podcast thing is that you get your podcast through. you can subscribe to the ESO Network, and then you will get every ESO Network show.
Yeah.
All the shows just come pouring through the same feed with one simple subscription.
You never get bored.
And it costs... Oh, it's free.
It doesn't
cost anything. Wait a minute. What am I even saying? I do it. I subscribe to the ESO Network feed. And, you know, you don't have to listen to every single show if you don't want to.
Oh, okay.
But you have the option. They're all there. Yeah. You know, and then it's an easy way to sample them all, see which shows you like, see what works for you.
That is a good plan of action.
Yeah. And, yeah, there's no penalty if you, you know, download a show and then delete it. That's okay.
No one's going to judge.
And the other ESO Network thing that you should be aware of is our Patreon. Go to the website, esonetwork.com, and you can click through to the Patreon. And if you like, sign up to support the ESO Network through Patreon. Throw a couple of bucks at the network, help them keep the network running, and you get some extra stuff for that. Some of the ESO shows are being released early for Patreon people.
Mm-hmm.
So you get to hear the shows like the Earth Station One podcast and the Dragon Con Report podcast. Some of those shows you get a couple days before anybody else gets them.
Nice.
Which is cool. And there's also some bonus content. There's some special shows that are made just for Patreon. And they're doing ESO riffs now, they call it. And that's when they riff on a movie. That's a Patreon exclusive series of podcasts. And also there have been bonus Flopcast episodes. So that's beyond. As we mentioned, this is episode 365 for us. These are all free. They're out there. You can listen to all these shows, one a day for a year. We recommend.
Yes.
That's what most physicians recommend. Talk to your doctor before listening to one episode of the Flopcast every day for a year. Now I have to list like 10 minutes of hideous side effects.
It's true. Side effects may include.
Well, happy music plays in the background and we watch people just kind of dancing around in fields and everything's fine.
In our case, I think it should be construction workers dancing around in the field.
We need a Flopcast commercial featuring naked construction workers dancing with sparklers.
Yes.
Well, hopefully you don't notice the voiceover guy is mentioning really fast, by the way, you might die. Side effects include.
Death.
Anyway, yeah, we've released, I think, 5 bonus Flopcast episodes so far, exclusive to Patreon. Mm-hmm. So check that out on Patreon. The most recent episode just came out a couple weeks ago, and that is me and the mayor discuss Night of the Comet. If you're a fan, or if you're not a fan, of the 1984 cult science fiction classic Night of the Comet, check that out. We've done 2 bonus Patreon episodes, both about cult science fiction movies from 1984 starring Catherine Mary Stewart.
Ah, I see a bit of a trend forming.
We did Night of the Comet. We did The Last Starfighter.
Yes.
I think we're out, though. We have to. We might have to expand.
Gotta move on.
Gotta expand beyond 1984 Catherine Mary Stewart science fiction movies, because I think we've done them both. But those are fun shows. And the next show coming out is a Cornflake-centric episode, we should say. Cornflake and Doornail.
Yeah,
and that's a fun one. That's coming soon.
Cool.
So a lot of fun exclusive Patreon stuff, including some Flopcast stuff. If 365 shows is not enough for you, turn to Patreon. We have even more waiting for you there. Meanwhile, Cornflake, we got to plug my show.
Yep.
Yikes, I forgot last week.
I wouldn't have let you forget.
We're getting
Don't worry.
Closer and closer. This show comes out, we're like 3 weeks away, I guess, less than 3 weeks away.
Set your coordinates for the hearing room.
God's Comics is my obscure band. My mainstream sellout band is the Sponge Awareness Foundation.
Everybody's heard of them.
Yeah. My cool, obscure, alternative band is God's Comics.
Right.
We're a cover band, but a very specific cover band. We do Elvis Costello songs. We do Men at Work songs. And this year, we're expanding to include the Monkees. We're doing Monkees songs. So you got Costello, you got Men at Work, you got Monkees. That's what we're doing. We perform every 10 years, as you know. This is a band that literally performs once every 10 years. And this is one of those years.
Right.
So if you want to see us, it's going to be a long wait until the next show.
So don't miss this.
Some scientists suggest the next show will be in 2029.
Wow.
And I think they're right. I worked out the math myself a couple of years ago. I think that's correct. This year, however, our third ever show, because we did 99, we did 2009. This is our third show for 2019. It is Saturday, May 25th. At the Hearing Room in Lowell, Massachusetts.
There's a lot to like about Lowell.
I've heard that.
Yes.
Well, we're going to try to prove them wrong.
Yes.
So come on, everybody. Come join us at the Hearing Room in Lowell, Massachusetts. Even you people in Pennsylvania, come on up. It can be done, because I went down to you. Throw down your construction helmets and your sparklers.
And come up to Massachusetts.
Put on some pants.
If you want.
And hit the road. Come join us in Lowell. That's going to be a crazy fun show. See you there, Cornflake. Meanwhile, where can they find us?
On the internet, of course, at flopcast.net or facebook.com/flopcast. Or on Twitter, our handle is @flopcast. Instagram, too. The_flopcast is our handle there.
All right, Cornflake, thanks for joining me for episode 365. This was very exciting.
Oh, so many good things. So many good things in this show.
Yeah, a lot of paperwork to fill out now, I think.
Yep.
Got to file this one with the Library of Congress. It's a milestone.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be standing in line filling out forms.
How wonderful.
How very Bethlehem of us.
How Bethlehem of us.
We got to get to that. See you next week.
Peace and cookies.
In a world where podcasters talk about the same old pop culture topics, two heroes must rise to bring forth a new era of podcast entertainment. The Cigar Nerds Podcast. Movie reviews, pop culture debates, news, science, and even beer reviews. We're stranger than Stranger Things and funnier than an evil sewer clown. CigarNerdPodcast.com.
We all smoke down here, Georgie.
Cornflake, this is the secret after show.
Kevin.
Hi.
Hi.
Nobody's listening.
Oh, good.
You may speak freely.
This seems like the best time to bring this up, then.
Oh, what you got? Wow. And suddenly I'm terrified.
Oh, don't be. I was so excited on a recent show talking about The Tick, since I'm a big fan of the Amazon original, which is out now in season 2.
Yeah.
I was so excited that I kind of glossed over the cartoon, although I admitted to enjoying it, but not being a rabid fan of the cartoon, The Tick.
Yeah.
You know what I didn't realize? You know who was the voice of Arthur for season 1 of The Tick?
No, I did not see the cartoon, so no, I do not know.
Mickey Dolenz.
Oh, wow. That's
Mickey
cool.
Dolenz was the voice of Arthur on The Tick on the cartoon for season 1.
I did not know that.
I never noticed it. And yet, now that I go back and check it out and I listen, yeah, that makes perfect sense. Yeah, he does sound like the kind of guy who could do an Arthur voice.
But Mickey has a great voice for cartoons, and he's done a lot of cartoon work over the years. I'm a fan of an old Hanna-Barbera show that nobody remembers called Devlin.
You've mentioned this, yes.
Yeah, it's about a family of motorcycle stunt performers. It's a guy named Devlin. He does a motorcycle stunt show in a traveling circus. And then his brother is a mechanic, voiced by Mickey Dolenz. And then they have a little sister as well. So it's the three of them traveling around having adventures and doing a motorcycle stunt show. That was a cartoon from Hanna-Barbera. It's from the 70s. You know, that was the Evel Knievel era. Mickey did a voice on Mighty Magiswords as well, didn't he?
Yes.
I think they got Mickey on our friends Kyle and Lindsay and Luke and everybody on Mighty Magiswords. They got to have Mickey on their show.
That was cool.
It's all coming together.
Yep.
Get Mighty Magiswords, The Tick, and Devlin. The big three, they call them, in the world of animation. All thanks to Mickey Dolenz.
This has been a broadcast of the ESO Network. Be part of the crew and help support our shows by donating to our ESO Patreon or by shopping through Amazon.com or the T Public Store, which can all be found at ESONetwork.com. The ESO Network, your station for all things geek.